RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Did I miss something there, guys? Kathy, did I miss something? I didn't hear boat rocker. Did I miss that whole part? I must have. Such a busy guy, I didn't have time to listen. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is October the 8th, 2011. And by the way, here in Minnesota, it is a beautiful day. 78 degrees here. And to add to all the beauty, you have with you Mr. Bradley Dean. Hey, folks, this is really interesting. I was going through the internet last week on my name. I did a Google search, and someone called me a fat version of Elvis Presley. Boy, is that a justice to Elvis or what? Fat. I'm like 13 pounds overweight. Fat. And I looked at the picture and I thought, how do you get fat out of that? Michael Moore is fat. Rosie O'Donnell is fat.
She was on the cover of Oprah.
You get my point? Gee whiz.
That is big. Michael Moore is a big boy.
Folks, you got Bradley Dean, yours truly, and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to be a part of today's radio show, which, by the way, is syndicated nationally, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Stick to topic, please. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, this is the radio show where we make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why, you might ask? I say in response, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Is it not? I think it is.
I concur.
I totally concur. Folks, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the... You got it. The Bible. Let me say it again. Noah Webster said this. The man that taught millions to read and yet not one to sin, to break God's laws. All the miseries, he said, and evils, he said, which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting, putting off the precepts, that which has been entrusted unto man, contained in the Bible. In the Bible. In some cases across this country, in many cases, as a matter of fact, Charles Spurgeon was right when he said that in many cases on your Bible, there's dust on your Bible so thick where you could write damnation on it. I would apply that to the owner of that Bible if that's the case. Let's get rid of that dust, yeah?
Yep.
Last week, they did a national piece on myself in the ministry here in the New York Times. If you'd like to see that article, it is posted on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and Sons of Liberty Media. We have a media outlet, folks. Again, it's sonsoflibertymedia.com and sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You can also find that Sons of Liberty Media page right on the homepage of sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's SOL Media. You can just click right to the
Well, no, you can clink.
Clink to it, too. Why not?
I mean, if you're watching, you know, Christmas Carol, but that's in another month,
that's
right?
True,
clink,
that's true.
Clink, clunk.
Clinking.
That's how you, this is how you do it, Jake. You prop each other up. And
Scrooge, I appreciate
you know,
that.
When,
got my back.
When we used to play out all the time, our guitar player could polish a turd, as they used to say it. He would make mistakes, and everybody everybody in the band knew he was making mistakes, but nobody that bought tickets knew that he was making mistakes.
Yeah.
That's kind of a cheap shot on his part, isn't it?
Yeah.
But
no,
see,
didn't
when
say
you're,
his name,
but see, the bottom line is when you're the drummer, mm-hmm. you can't make a mistake, because if you do, everybody
what was that?
Is going to know that you're going to make a mistake.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the key
a lot
there
of pressure
is,
on the drummer.
Like when you say clank, like you just did, you blew it in front of America is what you just did.
Yeah. Well, so like a guitar player, though.
That's
like
right. So I came in,
that's
I
right.
picked it up a little bit. I'm still playing the drummer here.
That's right.
Right?
That's
I
right.
just laid another beat right behind it.
Yeah.
So you didn't have a bunch of...
Phenomenal
know.
Drummer, might I add.
Yeah, thank you.
Deadlock, there's a DVD available to teach your young children and old children how to play drums.
Old
go to
children.
Sons of Liberty Radio.
What do you call
com.
Those old children? You mean those kids that are like 35 years old and they're still seniors in high school?
Yeah.
Okay.
The super seniors?
I wasn't sure.
They love
America,
school.
Back to the point here. We are turning talk radio into do radio. And if you go online and do a Google search on my name, you'll see just that. And you'll see what the libs don't like. Boy, I'll tell you what, when this whole process is over, this whole campaign process, everybody's going to see the cowards for who they really were, and everybody in this country is going to see who was willing to take a stand when
That's
everybody
right.
was slamming on them. And it's interesting when you get slammed on for taking a stand, isn't it interesting how everybody jumps on the boat because they want to crucify them together, but when everything is said and done with, you really get to see, when the dust is settled, as they say, you get to see who didn't stand.
Yep.
Don't you? Because what will happen is you'll see the fruit of those that took shots at him as well.
That's right.
Guys like myself and Jake McMillan, the other guy, or, I don't know, others all across the country.
That's right. Preachers of the word.
Vilifying them. And, again, I'm going to leave that on a positive.
Yeah.
We will see after this campaign process is over who the cowards really were. Mm-hmm. And, by the way, we'll deal with them as well.
Yep.
George Washington.
Well, they get dealt with. That's right. They
do
get away with it.
No. I'm not talking about the justice of God. You reap what you sow. We're going to be talking a little bit about that today. But, folks, I want you to hear this. George Washington, the first president of the United States, he said deeds, not words. And he got that from 1 John 3:18. And that's what the Sons of Liberty are all about. Not just words, but deeds, turning talk radio into do radio. First hour, we're going to talk about and explain reaping and sowing. Then we're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the righteous. I love these topics because it puts everything into a spiritual focus. It puts feet on the ground. It puts a mask on the face so you can clarify. Wait a second. For those that didn't know, a lot of in the Bible, a lot of people said that Jesus, they said he was a good man, and others said he was evil. It was a divided scenario.
People.
And the Bible says in Luke 6, woe unto them when all men speak well of them, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. They did it to David. They did it to Abraham. They did it to Jeremiah. They did it to Jesus. They did it to the apostles. And we're going to put it into proper perspective so you can get the point. And it's awesome stuff, folks. 1-877-807-9977. You got the Sons of Liberty. Be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Dr. Lori Roth with The Roth Show. It's time to listen up to your patriot and truth detector, Bradley Dean, so pay attention. You ask why? Not only because I'm the Annie Oakley of the airwaves and I said so, but because he is a visionary and he's right on.
Bang, bang. See, now, if I were you producing the show, I would have had gunshots going off. Guys, she's also running for the President of the United States. As
because
an independent.
She said so.
That was cool.
That was cool.
She's serious.
Very tasteful.
Jake, she's dead serious.
Yes, she is.
I heard she's fast.
She's very fast.
How fast, Johnny?
Fast.
How fast?
All right, longer. The fight wasn't with you, Holiday. I beg to differ, sir. We started a game we never got to finish. Play for blood, remember, Johnny?
I was just funning.
Fooling about. I wasn't. And this time, it's legal. Mm. All right, longer. Let's do it. Come on, Johnny! Come on, Johnny! You look good with that hole in your head! Come on!
What about the Raptor? I mean, folks!
We haven't done the Raptor.
I mean, every once in a while, you know, entertainment does come out with the Sons of Liberty. I mean, there's a lot here. I mean, there's just a lot strapped on the utility belt that sometimes you just got to let it out. I mean, it's like sometimes it's like trying to hide the sun.
Yeah.
How do you do that? You got to let it just, hey, you know.
You got to turn all the way
around. The clouds got to get out of the way sometimes, right? And let it out.
Part the clouds.
All right. Folks, I already told you it was on the first hour. In the second hour, we are going to be explaining the issues that the candidates stand upon and fall upon. We're going to be explaining the morality of the issues at hand, not talking about the golden calf. And then we're also going to be talking about the price paid for the ratification of the Constitution of these United States at the end of second hour. So let's get to it. I'll give you the number one more time, 1-877-807-9977. And by the way, that was really cool from Lori Roth. Where's she out of? She's out of Washington, right?
Yes, we're on the West Coast, yeah.
Okay. But I just fear that she's trying to get people to listen to her radio show rather than mine, though. But anyways, let's go to this. Reaping and sowing. I'm going to bring it to the natural and then to the spiritual, because you got to keep in mind, folks, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God because they're spiritually discerned. The natural man doesn't receive them because they're spiritually discerned. Listen to this. Galatians 6, 7 through 8, it says, be not deceived. Don't fool yourself, folks. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And with that, what I wanted you to do, because there's always some atheist or some guy that says he doesn't believe.
Yeah.
That
like
he,
there were some protesters outside of the Values Voters Summit, and one guy had a sign that said, look, Mom, or hi, Mom, I'm an atheist, or just something stupid. So I had to write in this little Facebook thing to this guy. Well, that's really smart, genius. You deny the God who gave you rights, then what happens to your rights? It's just so stupid. They claim to be patriotic Americans.
I know how you can make him a believer really quick. Just stand there with the firearm and aim it at him, and he's going to look at you and say, you can't do that.
Well,
and then you're going to say back to him, well, why not? And then he's going to say, because God said thou shalt not kill.
Yeah, you can't kill me.
See how that works?
Yeah.
I don't believe until
dispel
it's applied to me. Amen. That's right. Gotcha. Back to reaping and sowing. Some say they don't believe in the Bible, then. Let's take a look at history. This is the natural, folks. And see if the law is not true. Number one, Maxentine built a false bridge to drown Constantine. But he was drowned himself. Sultan Bajazet was carried by Tamerlane in an iron cage, which he intended for Tamerlane. Maximinus put out the eyes of thousands of Christians soon after a fearful disease of the eyes broke out among his people, of which he himself died in great agony. Look at how specific God is in judgment. Valiens caused about 80 Christians to be sent to sea in a ship and burnt alive. He was defeated by the Goths and fled to a cottage where, guess what? He was burnt alive. Alexander VI was poisoned by wine that he had prepared for another. Henry III of France was stabbed in the same chamber where he helped to contrive the cruel massacre of French Protestants. Marie Antoinette, riding to Notre Dame Cathedral for her bridal, bade the soldiers command all beggars, cripples, and ragged people to leave the line of the procession. She said that she could not endure the sight of these miserable ones. Soon after, bound in the executioner's cart, she was riding towards the place of the execution amid crowds who gazed on her with hearts as cold as ice and as hard as granite. When Fallon was asked, how's the starving populace, how are they to live? He said, let them eat grass. Mm-hmm. Afterward, the mob, maddened with rage, caught in the streets of Paris, he was. They hung him, stuck his head upon a pike, and filled his mouth with, guess what? Grass. Pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah, very specific.
What about that guy Voltaire? You know, the guy that said he was going to take...
Oh, the smart French guy?
Yeah, the smart French guy.
He had it going on.
You
want to
tell the story real quick, Jake?
Yeah, well, he had... said that by the end of his life, well, he said, what did it took 12 stinky fishermen or something like 12 ignorant fishermen to bring Christianity to the world. I'll show you how one educated Frenchman can destroy it.
Yep.
So by the end of his life, the Bible.
Okay, hang on. Voltaire, a French infidel, said, well, it took 12 men to write Christianity. Yep, that's not what he said, but in essence, that it was. Mm-hmm. I will show what it takes, but one man to write it down. Taking his pen, he dipped it into the ink of unbelief and wrote against God. We're talking about reaping and sowing, folks. But the very room in which he made that statement was soon used after his death as a Bible storehouse and a printing press.
Is it Cambridge Bible?
The printing press which published Voltaire's work was later used in Geneva to print Bibles.
Woo!
Voltaire's house was used by the Geneva Bible Society as a distribution center for the Bibles. Folks, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap. Let me go on. Voltaire stated that 100 years from his death, a person would be able to find a copy of the Bible only in museums, because the Bible would become a dead book, he said. Huh. You can't bury a Christian, America.
Thanks for the help, too, Voltaire.
That's right. He died in 1778. Only 25 years after his death, the British and Foreign Bible Society was organized, and the very presses which had been used to print Voltaire's writings were used to print copies of the Word of God. Since Voltaire's death, millions of copies of the Bible have been printed. The demand for Bible increases. The eternal book lives on while Voltaire's work, his works have to reach a complete English edition. Just before his death, Voltaire stated, I wish I had never been born. As a matter of fact, folks, they said when they were standing around him that he was calling out for a preacher. They said it was as if he was falling into the flames of hell itself. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap. The irony of his history is that 50 years after his death, the Geneva Bible Society moved into his former house using his printing presses to print thousands of Bibles.
So much for that museum concept.
I don't understand how that works. Common sense?
Yes.
You know, I mean, I guess. What of them that mocked God in the days of Noah? I wonder if it was funny when it started to rain and the door was shut on the ark. You think?
Noah, you're so stupid.
Yeah.
What is this? What's falling out of the sky? What's going on here?
They thought he was nuts.
Can I come in that boat with you, Noah?
What about Joseph and his brethren? His brothers reaped mercy through that. But if it wasn't for God using his brothers, he would have never been there to save his brothers, just like the Christ, because that was the Christ. What of Pharaoh? He reaped what he sowed, and he reaped the judgments of God upon all of his people because he wouldn't listen to who? The meekest man alive that confronted Pharaoh. Folks, always keep that in mind.
Yeah.
When you're listening to your modern-day professing preacher talking about how Moses was the meekest man alive, keep in mind God raised him up to confront the king of the world, literally. What of Saul? He reaped his own threats. Everything that he said he was going to do to David. And just think about it. David was there to honor Saul and the anointing that God put in Saul's life. Mm-hmm. What was the end of Saul's life? His own threats.
Yep.
He reaped what he sowed. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap. What of Sennacherib? What of him? He's the guy that came in the book of Isaiah 36, and he kept threatening King Hezekiah. Mm-hmm. Don't trust in his God. And what did the enemies of King Hezekiah? By the way, King Hezekiah did all that David did. Mm-hmm. Not in part, he did obey God to the fullest of what David did. God told him through Isaiah, listen, don't worry about it. Everything that he's saying to you right now is going to come back, and it's going to haunt him. Folks, let me ask you something. What's happening today? God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap. When a man lies, he has to continuously prop up his lie, doesn't he?
Yep.
See, truth stands alone. It doesn't need to be propped up.
That's right.
We're talking about reaping and sowing. What about John the Baptist? What about the Christ? When we come back after this portion, I'm going to bring it to you as to what took place to the people that mocked God by actually executing the disciples of Christ himself, Christ and John the Baptist. You got the Sons of Liberty, Bradley and Jake, 1-877-807-9977. Stay tuned. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter, and as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally-C. Why Ally-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally-C. For more information and to order Ally-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally-C today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Hello again, this is Catherine with our company Spotlight. Today we are going to recognize the Pizza Ranch located in Monticello. Pizza Ranch is a chain of restaurants that started back in 1981. Today it is the largest regional pizza restaurant in Iowa, Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota. When I sat down with Chad, one of the owners from the Pizza Ranch here in Monticello, he had explained to me that their mission is to glorify God. One of the ways they are doing this is by playing Christian music when you are dining in. Another special thing that you will experience is their tip nights. This is where they earn tips for local causes. The menu Pizza Ranch offers is just great. Besides their specialty pizzas, they also offer an open buffet that consists of pizza, chicken, potatoes and gravy, vegetables, and a fresh salad bar. They also do birthday parties. So if you want a legendary experience with food and quality of service, my choice is the Pizza Ranch in Monticello. We use our company Spotlight for businesses who also hold our conservative values.
Kathy's just the fiasco.
She is the fiasco.
Talking about reaping and sowing, folks, it says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." I got a true story about two duck hunters here. It is told of two men who thought it would be okay to go duck hunting 2 weeks before the season opened. They took with them a retriever, a little dog, a brand new truck, decoys, those are those fake little duckies, plenty of ammunition, bullets, of course, and a couple sticks of dynamite. Kind of weird, but that's what they brought. When they first arrived, they noticed that the lake that they chose was all frozen over, and this was a big problem. One of them had a great idea. He would go to his truck, get a stick of dynamite out of the back, and then blow a big hole in the middle of the lake, throw down the decoys, and then have a heyday shooting at the little duckies when they land. So he did just that. He went to his truck, pulled out the stick of dynamite, lit the fuse, and then threw it right smack in the center of the lake. One thing he forgot. He had brought his little retriever. Remember that little dog? He brought it with him. And as faithful as that little dog was, he ran after the stick of dynamite, put it in his mouth, and then began to run back to guess who? His owner. The owner, in fear of being blown up, ran to get his rifle, then began shooting at the retriever in hopes that he would not come back to him. The retriever then was scared away and ran right under the brand new truck with a stick of dynamite in his mouth. Guess what blew up, folks? You got it. The retriever and the brand new truck. His breaking of the law, spiritual law, was the very thing that nipped him right back in the butt, literally. The thing that blew up was the very evidence of his guilt. We're talking about reaping and sowing. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap. If I sow a kernel of wheat into the ground, what's it going to reproduce, folks? It's going to reproduce wheat. A lot of times people don't understand why they're reaping what they're sowing in their life. Well, look behind you. What did you sow? That's what you're reaping. It really comes back to common sense. I tell kids this all across the country, and I got to tell the big kids the same thing. Let me get back to reaping and sowing in the sense of what happened to those that wanted to mess with God's anointed. Let me give you some history here. Here at Antipas and Herodias were responsible for the imprisonment and execution of John the Baptist. And this is what we always hear from the professed Christians today. But look what happened to John the Baptist. But look what they did to the disciples. Look what they did. Always defeatism.
Yeah,
it wasn't defeatism.
Way.
When they took off John's head, they liberated John.
And expanded the gospel.
Talking about John the Baptist and his execution, Herod himself attempted to plot the death of Christ. In the summer of A.D. 39, Antipas, his money and his territory were turned over to Agrippa, while he and his wife that had John the Baptist executed were sent to exile. And Antipas died miserably. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap. Touch not mine anointed. Touch not the anointed of those that belong to Christ for real, folks. Your enemies really do know this, folks. You know, I remember I heard a story one time of a Satanist said that Christians don't have any idea how much power they hold in their hands. What of Pontius Pilate? He was the one that handed Christ to the Jews to be scourged and crucified. And folks, don't for one minute think Pontius Pilate was some innocent, nice guy. Mm-hmm. Remember he mixed the blood of the Galileans for their sacrifice? Yeah, he was doing a lot of bad things. He knew what he was doing. Pontius Pilate, again, the one that handed Christ to the Jews to be scourged and crucified. Well, Pilate fell under misfortunes in the reign of Caligula in AD 37 through 41. He was sent to exile to Gaul, and eventually, listen to this, folks, Pontius Pilate, the one that had Christ crucified, he was sent to exile to Gaul. He committed suicide in Vienna. How come you never hear about that? How come, see, the enemy of your souls never wants you to know the aftermath of doing business
with him, does he? That's right.
He doesn't want you to know that sin will keep you longer than you want to stay. Sin will charge you more than you want to pay. Sin is the violation of God's laws. That's why they call Satan the lawless one. So when you're hearing your sermon week after week, and that the law of God is a thing of the past, remember who said that.
That's right.
It was the lawless one. Belial. Let me go on here, talking about reaping and sowing. I love this topic. It brings it home. It's common sense. Those that break the law on a daily basis, why is it always brought to the light? Because Jesus said there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. All things are naked to the open of the eyes with whom we have to do. Just think about this, folks. The Lord knows the very numbers of the hairs in your head. That's how specific He is. I'll tell you what, if you're in sin, that scares you.
That is.
If you're in holiness, you love that about the things of God. You know, when my little kids get out of the shower, they're not worried about the way they look when they're undressed. They're walking around having fun, playing with their brothers, and it's like, hey, guys, get your clothes on, okay? And they're laughing. They don't know they're naked until someone brings that shame upon them to show them that they're naked.
Mm-hmm.
They do it all the time. It's like, guys, get your stuff covered up, right?
Covered up.
You know, and they just think it's cute. They don't have any.
No, there's no sick thoughts in them. There's no perversion.
None until the world perverts
them.
That's
right. That's the world.
What about the Jews as a whole? Let's put this into context, folks. I have some fools that actually take things that I say out of context. So remember that I'm saying what I'm saying right now in context. The Jews who heard and rejected Christ were destroyed by Titus and Vespasian, his father, in 70 AD. That's a fact. About 40 years after the Passion of the Christ's crucifixion, to the number of 1,100,000, beside those Vespasian slew in the subduing of Galilee, 17,000, those that rejected Christ, 17,000 were sold and sent into Egypt and other provinces to vile slavery. So it was a lack of Christianity. It was judgment. And 2,000 were brought to Titus in his triumph, of whom part he gave to be devoured of the wild beasts, part otherwise most cruelly were slain by wild beasts. Those are the ones that rejected Christ. We don't want the light out. We want it shining. Wasn't it in the book of Isaiah 60 where the Lord said, those that don't serve him, he'll destroy them nations. Sin is a reproach to any nation. That's what the scripture tells us. I'm talking to you, patriots. I'm talking to you, conservatives. As a matter of fact, I'm talking to your, talking about your bedrock to your conservatism. Mm-hmm. What about the Senate that rejected Christ? Listen to this, government officials. The vain, anti-worthless Senate of Rome, after being proposed to have Christ adored as God, they rejected him. Hello. Being content to have the emperor reign over them rather than the meek king. Meek means power under control, folks. The meek king of glory, the son of God. They were scourged and trapped for their unjust refusings. They would have nothing to do with God in the Bible. Why is that? Another lie that fits right in there is what? Lines between church and state. Sure. Folks, they want lines between church and state. Communist version. Because they say that thou shalt not steal does not apply to me, and thou shalt not lie does not apply to me, and thou shalt not covet doesn't apply to me, so therefore I can do whatever I want because there's lines between church and state. In America, folks, sorry, you got it completely backwards. The prayer that rocked the Capitol in Minnesota, if you haven't seen it, go online. I do it again tomorrow, and the day after that, and the day after that, and the day after that, because who's being exposed? Those that reject the light, and those that have rejected the light. You reap what you sow, America. You reap what you sow. Back to the vain Senate of Rome, after being proposed to have Christ adored as God, they rejected him. They said no to God. They want the benefits from the hand of God, but they don't want to acknowledge him as God. King, the majesty of heaven. Those that refused, they were scourged and trapped for their unjust refusings. Ask Hitler. Ask Benito Mussolini. Yep. Ask Mao Zedong. Ask Joseph Stalin. Stalin, whatever you want to call the clown.
He's stale. Yep.
You get the point?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that they were dealt with in such a manner is because when Christ died on the cross, they stepped on the blood of God's sacrifice. That is a no-no. Read Hebrews 10, folks, especially you, church, the responsible ones. The vain Senate of Rome preferred the emperor and rejected Christ, so the just permission of God stirred up their own emperors. Listen carefully. This is what tyrants always do. When you reject Christ, tyrants and emperors will always turn against their own. Just ask Hitler. They refused God. Yet Hitler had on the belts, God with us. Yep. He knew they really didn't serve God. They served him, and they served him out of fear. A diabolical fear. Not a healthy fear. Almost all the senators that rejected Christ were destroyed. And the whole city of the Senate of Rome back in the day, years after Christ was crucified, 40 years, the whole city most horribly afflicted for the space. They were afflicted for the space of 300 years. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap, folks. God does not play, and just keep in mind, his throne is set for justice and judgment. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Again, we'll be right back talking more on this theme, reaping.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. To that end, the Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, November 29th. The location will be the Jesus People Church, located just west of Maple Grove. The cost is $240 for individuals or families, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. Or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, this is Mark Luden with the Guitammer Company. We're the Butt Kicker guys, and we're so blessed and thankful that Bradley uses our product as part of his drumming, but more thankful and more blessed that he uses his time in his life to preach Christ and make known the gospel of the one true living God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, Bradley, appreciate all you're doing. Our prayers are with you. Thanks for using our gear. And God bless you, brother.
I didn't know that about Mark.
I just heard that, too. That was one of my endorsers. And it's like I sat there and I listened and I thought, amen, dude. And there was an anointing on it.
Yeah. He's in the rock and roll world.
It was pretty cool stuff.
Tommy Lee uses Butt Kicker.
I don't care. No, Tommy's out there telling everybody Brad Lee uses so-and-so.
That's right, because you're exalting the right king. I was just making a scenario there.
You know,
he does both of them. I'm thinking, I wouldn't have expected that to come out of his.
That's a good question, and that was a good point that you make. America, let me ask you a question. What is your point of reference to right and wrong? And if you say you're a conservative and you don't believe in God, we've heard fools say this.
Yeah.
Then how do you know the difference between right and wrong? It's the same thing you can say to an atheist. How do you know the difference between right and wrong if you're an atheist? Who is your point of reference? It always goes back to the God of the Mosaic Institution. For everyone.
Yep.
And the only time that it's not referenced to God is when man gets in there and he distorts the message.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, 1-877-807-9977 if you want to weigh in. 1-877-807-9977. I'm talking about reaping and sowing right now because God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And I brought up one topic about the prayer that rocked the Capitol, and Jake wanted to highlight that real quick.
Yeah, and folks, this prayer that rocked the Capitol, we have it in a DVD series. We did a movie premiere with it at a theater in Maple Grove. We had a great turnout for this. You want to get this. Every freedom-loving, constitutional-loving Christian needs to see this. It's a display of your Christianity in public policy and in the public realm, which is where we're supposed to share Christianity.
And it will also be a public display of the hypocrisy of those that serve you.
That's right. Conservatives not standing on the right foundation.
And you'll be amazed at what happened here in the state of Minnesota. And these guys call themselves Tea Partiers. Mm. And what they did is they didn't have the decency to acknowledge anything that took place that day or to make the wrong things right. And what they did is they diverted from the foundations, the two foundations that George Washington continuously tells us that our civil society is based upon,
right.
Religion and morality.
Yeah, you'll see shockingly where some of these so-called conservatives actually were on the same side as those that are God-hating liberals.
How does that work?
It doesn't work, but it did that particular day, and you're going to be surprised who it was, and I encourage you to watch this documentary. You can get it at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to the store, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and for all of our callers today, for the next five callers, we are going to give out a free copy of this. You can call 877-807-9977, 877-807-9977. Everybody who calls in today gets a free copy of that DVD, Compliments of Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Is he paying for that, Kath? I'm looking at the producers.
Actually, Kathy is. It was her idea.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah,
that's your idea, right?
That's great stuff. Now, let me take it back to reaping and sowing into your personal life, and then what we want to do is we want to jump over to the good, bad, and the unrighteous, because I love talking about food for thought. Check this out. This is a true story. Max Jukes, who was an atheist, he lived a godless life. He married an ungodly girl, and from their union, there was 310 paupers, 150 criminals, 7 murderers, 100 drunkards, and more than half of the women were prostitutes. His 540 descendants cost the state $1.25 million, and please keep in mind, folks, that this was a lot of money in the 1700s. But praise God, it works both ways. This is a recall of a great American man of God, Jonathan Edwards. He lived at the same time as Max Jukes, but he married a godly girl. An investigation was made of 1,394 known descendants of Jonathan Edwards, of which 13 became college presidents, 65 college professors, 3 United States senators, 30 judges, 100 lawyers, the real meaning and definition of a lawyer.
A lawyer and a good man.
60 physicians, 75 Army and Navy officers that served we the people, 100 preachers and missionaries who served Christ, 60 authors of prominence, 1 vice president of the United States, 80 became public officials in various capacities, and 295 college graduates, among whom were governors of states and ministers to foreign countries. His descendants did not cost the state one single penny.
That says a lot about their morality right there.
Let me say it again, and this is everybody's care. His descendants, this godly man's descendants, did not cost the state one single penny. This is what happens when you do it God's way.
That's right.
See, because it says in Proverbs 10:7, the memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. All right. So we got some phone callers.
We do. They
and
like
Jake,
the Detroit rocks the Capitol. We're going to have a question for them. So as soon as they pop up here, folks, we're doing it for the first five. So far we've got a handful up there right now. So you got to be one of the top five. 1-877-807-9977.
Say that again in English.
1-877-807-9977.
Okay, so we'll burn out the rest of this hour on that.
Yep, for a
okay,
free
cool.
copy of The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol. And you guys, you got to see this. If you're a constitutional, loving Christian, you're going to appreciate this display. It shows you what happened in the media. It shows you what happened in the Capitol building. You know, sometimes guys like Elijah, for example, in the Old Testament, have no issue when they're called of God to go say a prayer and demonstrate God's power. And you see what happens afterwards. If it's not effective, there will be no commotion.
Jake,
there'll be no
you
ruckus.
You better hurry up on these calls here.
No, I've got to get. Okay, we'll go to Kevin in Wisconsin, line one. Kevin, why did you call in to get the prayer that rocked the Capitol? What encouraged you, or what sparked your curiosity to call in to get a copy of the prayer that rocked the Capitol?
Well, I've listened to you guys for a long time. I love the way you always make the correlation between the law and the religious connotations it came from.
Amen.
And that's why I was telling your screener, I would, if I didn't live so far away, I would love to see you in a church setting.
Hey, thank you.
With a sermon.
Thank you for bringing that up, Kevin, because for all of you listeners that don't know, we are doing Leadership Church now every Thursday just west of Maple Grove at the Jesus People Church. Every Thursday night at 7 p.m., you will see Bradley speaking there. Thank you, Kevin, for your call, by the way. We've got a couple more that are going in, but we're going to get your address, send you a copy of this. But folks that don't know, right now we are doing Sons of Liberty Leadership Church every Thursday, 7 p.m., just west of Maple Grove. So go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Call in. We'll get you directions and get you the times and the addresses, all that good stuff.
Thanks for the call, Kevin.
Definitely.
We really
Thank
appreciate
you.
That. And if Heather wasn't so long-winded, we could start pulling these other guys up. We had Shelly on line two from Minnesota again. Folks, call from out of Minnesota.
That was Wisconsin.
Okay, cool. 1-877-807-9977. Go ahead with your question or comment, Shelly.
Hey, Shelly. Shelly?
Yes.
What caused you to call in to get the prayer that rocked the Capitol? What sparked you to give a call?
Because my husband's the one that denounced you. I'm totally playing.
Shelly, what motivated you to call? Hello?
She's...
Shelly must be preoccupied or something. Are you here with us? Come on, you're on national radio.
So I was being preoccupied with kids.
Oh, okay.
No, we're listening to the program as we're driving right now, and my husband said, Shelly, you have to call, and so...
So
he would like it. I could hand him the phone, but he's driving right now.
Oh, gotcha. So you're kind of being put up to this right now. Well, you know what? We appreciate your call anyway, Shelly. You're really going to enjoy this copy. Thank you for giving us a call.
Yes,
okay,
thank you.
Yep, go ahead and throw her one. Heather's going to pick you up real quick, and then we got one more call.
Yep.
Well, we got two more coming up here. We got Chris again in Minnesota. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Yeah, hello, Sons of Liberty.
Hey, Chris.
Chris here in Robbinsdale.
Hey, you know what, Chris? I was just thinking, you know, the other guy should at least say hello to you people before he just starts throwing questions at you. Hey, Chris, how you doing? How are the kids doing?
Fine.
Cool. Great. Beautiful day here in Minnesota, isn't it, Chris?
Yeah. Praise the Lord for his loving kindness.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead.
And hence, so what caused you to call in to get a copy of the prayer that rocked the Capitol, Chris?
Well, I believe that anybody that stands for the Lord Jesus Christ deserves an audience. And I would like to view that video.
Awesome. Well, you're going to get to, and you're going to get to see it. Thank you so much for your call, Chris. And that's exactly what you're going to see. Not only an audience there at the Capitol did Bradley have, but also what the media did afterwards. It got blown in the rent.
Well, they did it
national.
In concert is what it did.
And then it went national.
Yes, they did it in concert, and it's interesting. They can do it in concert next week. They can do it tomorrow. I don't care. What they did is they got the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ out there,
right.
And they also exemplified leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they aren't getting in the state of Minnesota is leadership.
That's right.
And what it did is it exposed those that blew with the wind when the fire came. And I'll tell you what, when the fire came, the light came with it and exposed the hypocrites on both sides of the fence. And let me tell you something, Minnesota, there was a whole mess of them.
Yep.
And you know what else? I start getting fired up when I start hitting the nail.
And with that, when the media does that, what they do is when they put it out with contention, that's like even more gasoline on the story. So thank God for God's enemies, because what they do is they promote his message more and more throughout the whole country. That's still Chris. So we got three copies here. We've got two left, folks. If you want to call, you've got about 1 minute before the break. 1-877.
Yeah, make it quick.
807-9977. 877-807-9977. If you call on the break, we'll still honor the promise.
Okay, yeah. Okay, cool. Well, they're going to get the break, folks. We got about 20 seconds left here. George Washington rightly said, deeds, not words. As I said at the beginning of the show, we're turning talk radio into do radio. Yep. That's why Jake threw the CD out there for you, the DVD, I'm sorry. When we come back, we're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the unrighteous, and you're going to love this train of thought. Again, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Again, folks, 1-877-807-9977. And again, when we come back, we're going to explain the issues that the candidates either stand or fall upon.